number three. We'll let Supervisor Broderick take the lead on this one.
Thank you.
Co-sponsor with Supervisor Holloway on this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I found it curious as I read this that this selectively pertains only to Milwaukee County, and one might question why that is and why not to all technical colleges throughout the state. And, of course, the answer to that just might be demographic in the most politically understandable terms. But without belaboring that argument, to me, this extends the governor's Wisconsin is open to business concept one step further towards accepting the idea that our state is being run by business. We continue to understand that this administration inundates us with initiatives of this sort from our, and I think the genesis is clear. It's from our self-appointed government, whether it's the Wisconsin Manufacturers Association, Manufacturers and Commerce Association, or the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce, or the Greater Milwaukee Committee. They're all ALEC-like in their approach, which moves again toward privatization of what once were government functions in an attempt to more strongly influence public behavior through the private sector. And I would urge my colleagues to continue to understand ourselves as elected, the elected voice of the people, i.e., the people, the public, and to do what is in the public interest. This obviously is clearly an attempt to further move influence over our educational systems to the private sector, i.e. vouchers, i.e. all the trends that we see continuing. And to my mind, this absolutely disserves the public interest.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor,
did I move approval?
You did not. Would you like to do that?
I would like to do that. Thank you.
Okay, that's not a surprise. All right. Supervisor Broderick moves for approval. On approval, Supervisor Borkowski moves. Supervisor Dimitri. If anybody else who wants to talk, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
I'm not looking to get into a big debate with the authors, okay? And I truly understand the dialogue that we just had as far as the genesis for this resolution. But I think it needs to be said that part of the reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, is a lack of accountability amongst voting members when it comes to taxation, okay? And I think that is the crux of the matter. It doesn't necessarily get into it right here in this resolution, but I think that something that's been, if you want to call it a thorn in people's side for a long time, is the fact that out of virtually every other taxing authority, the MATC board is the one that always seems to go to the max without any kind of, well, I'm going to go back to the accountability. And so I guess I'm curious if one of the authors would like to comment on that, but that was always my impression about the makeup of this MATC board.
I would give a chance to comment. I'm going to go to Supervisor Dimitri but first, though, okay?
Sure.
Okay. And Supervisor DeBrook, okay.
Oh.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
Well, first of all, I would like to be added as a co-sponsor. And I support the move for approval, and I'm really happy to see this. To my knowledge, I don't believe there has been a public hearing so far. There was one scheduled, and I know busloads of people went, and then I think it was changed, which seems to happen a lot at the state. So that'll be interesting. But a couple of additional comments to Supervisor Broderick, who made a great case. What I'm very concerned about is, as you see on our legislation here, not just the makeup of the board, but I call for special attention from our members here to look at the proportional makeup, and that is something a major concern. So even if you're concerned about some of the fiscal responsibility, I'm very concerned about. I'm trying to look at what line it is here, but I think you can see it's not that long. So starting on 44 in our resolution, what it goes from, and I have some notes here, is it gives about 25% of the new board appointment authority, to Washington County, even though only around 2.5% of MATC students come from that county. And what also, in doing that, obviously dilutes Milwaukee County's representation, and I think you see that on lines 47 through 50 here. And I think special note goes to 84%, as rightly is said here, of MATC is paid for by Milwaukee County residents. So the fact that the whole proportion is being changed is something that truly bothers me. In addition, under the new set of rules proposed by the authors of the state legislation, the four members, to my knowledge, that are currently minority members would not be able to serve under these proposed changes. And that is something of concern. Obviously, we know this in Milwaukee County. MATC has a great reputation, especially when it comes to services for English as a second language and the diverse community that we serve. A couple other things I wanted to note was the new makeup of the appointment committee.
Yeah.
So that was perplexing, to say the least. And I am kind of concerned. I see people from the county executive's office, but not necessarily a representative. And Mr. Chairman, it's of great concern, and I would actually formally request here, if they're listening, I'd like to know where the county executive is on this, because as you see on lines 39 through 42, this new district board appointment committee would have the Milwaukee County executive as chairperson. And that's brand new, and I'd like to see, being that he is given a unique new bit of power here, what would be his office's feeling on that and or vision. I think I would imagine if I was going to be having perhaps a new important position like that I might have an opinion on it. And I believe there was some communication. So that's of great interest to me as we move forward. And those are the questions and the comments that I have, but I do support the approval, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. there's pieces of this legislation that I actually like. For example, I don't have any issues with the nominating committee change. I think my concern with the proposed legislation, my concern with the proposed MATC changes, though, is actually dealing with a broader issue, which is the state of Wisconsin, under this leadership that we currently have, seems to be, as well as the legislature, seems to be more and more taking over issues of local control. If this change to MATC was coming from the community population, if it was kind of coming from the communities affected by the MATC board itself, or key legislators and key educators in the community, then I'd feel differently about it. And I think that, but I see it as a top-down change. And I think the county board is going to be facing that as well. And I think if local governments aren't functioning appropriately, then they need to be changed by the local citizens rather than having the state come in and just decide to be, the great father that comes in and fixes all this. Wisconsin was founded on local control. We're one of the most pro-local control states in the nation. And I think for whatever reason, to accomplish some shorter-term goals, the state is moving to slowly erode that. And but there's pieces in the proposed legislation I like, but not enough to support the legislation. So I'm going to be voting for the resolution today.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Broderick, did you want to say anything else?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Biddle has also asked to be added as a co-sponsor.
All right.
And in the interest of accuracy on line 47, line 47, the 84% should read 82%.
Oh.
I sort of updated some of the research there, and it seems to be the case that that's just a couple points down from what was intended. However, the 57% reflected there of students in the city of Milwaukee. Over 90% of the students, I think, come from Milwaukee County. So the city statistic cited there, I think, is deceptive. We're talking about county control, and we're talking about shifting control away. To Supervisor Borkowski's point, when 82% of the funding is supplied by Milwaukee County, and the idea is to give 50% control to outlying counties, Washington and Ozaukee, that have maybe 16 to 18 percent or less of the student population, one has to wonder why. And I think in my earlier comments describe exactly why. And I am essentially saddened by that. The notion of local control that Supervisor De Bruin raises is always of great concern to the Republican legislature until it doesn't suit their purposes. And this is one of those cases where it simply doesn't. And so the idea of local concern suddenly becomes sublimated to more important forces. So by and large, this is a power grab. And why the county executive, what his position is something also Supervisor Dmitrievich, I would be interested in. Giving away this kind of control, you know, can you imagine if we wanted 50% control over Fond du Lac County's MATC, their technical college, or we wanted to have some say over the schooling in Waukesha and Ozaukee and Washington counties, what the outcry would be from those places? You know, foul would be in the air all over the place. So power grab as this might be, I think it's terribly ill-advised. I think it's in the face of the interests of the vast majority of the Wisconsin citizenry who endorse the notion of local control. And so I would urge a vote against or for this measure and against the Assembly and Senate bills cited.
Thank you. Staff, just to let us know where we are, and a lot of times we take stands, of course, and we're asking to do this on several measures, whether we know where the status of the bill is. I've read different things for information for me, maybe for the committee. I think in the paper yesterday said the author of the bill did not put it in front of the committee because they think they had the votes to pass it, but that still wanted to bring it up. So can you enlighten us, this committee, on where we stand on this bill as far as the legislature is concerned? Kelly, please. Ms. Babich or Mr. Delarosa.
The bill in the state senate, which is offered by Senator Glenn Goldman, was taken to the floor last week, but there was an objection to the third reading, and a procedural tactic to object to third reading delayed the bill's passage in the state senate. There was some discussion that the senate would come back early the next day, 12:01 a.m., to message it over to the Assembly, and they did not. So the bill remains in the state senate, where potentially the next time the senate is in schedule, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday for a fourth period, it could be messaged unless there was an additional objection to messaging by the minority party. You're right, Chairman, that in the Assembly there has been delays in terms of the committee's advancement of the bill. The committee scheduled two executive sessions for the bill, and both were canceled. It appears and reflected and reported that perhaps two members of the majority party in the state assembly who served on that committee had objections to the bill. It is the end of session, and a variety of procedural tactics could be used to advance or delay the bill. But of course, as you approach the March 15th deadline for the end of session, its passage becomes less likely. But while the bill is stalled in the Assembly Committee, if it is advanced by the Senate, potentially there could be procedures to take it to the floor immediately and bypass the committee process. The Assembly has already heard it.
Beware the eyes of
Mark. Yeah, this was another attack. I mean, previously we had looked to... they had looked to make this board maybe elective rather Any other comments, Supervisor Dimitri?
I have a question for staff, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman. So I think for staff that was kind of like the long way, but there has not been a public hearing, to my knowledge.
There was a public hearing some time ago on the original bill, when the original bill applied to all technical college districts
right.
throughout the state. But the individuals and organizations that are opposing the new substitute amendment have spoken largely to the fact that there's been no public hearing on the legislation as a substitute amendment now that solely targets the Milwaukee Area Technical College District.
Yeah, that really, thank you, that concerns me. And, I mean, it's nothing new, but it just concerns me that there's not a public hearing in Madison, let alone in Milwaukee County, on such a great issue, so, or an issue of great impact, I should say. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you. The only question that you brought up, Supervisor, I don't know if it makes any difference to anybody in the vote. I shouldn't be presumptive here, but I don't know if our staff or anyone else has heard, you know, the fact that the Milwaukee County Executive would be the chairperson, as you brought up. Do we
mm-hmm.
have any knowledge on that, if our executive branch was consulted on this? No one knows about that?
Mr. Chairman, can
I
follow up on
that
question, that. Since it was my question?
Yes,
I'd
ma'am.
Like our staff to see if there was any written communication.
Okay.
And I think that would be good to know before board day on Thursday.
Okay.
I'm not going to check the vote, but I think it'd be a good information.
I think that's, you know, since it's called for, you asked it.
Yeah,
so,
that's
Mr. Del Rosa and Ms. Babish, can find that out for us, please, and by the board day? Okay?
Yes, chairperson. As a follow up to the supervisor's question.
All right.
Ms. Torst.
To my knowledge.
Are you trying to get somebody?
I'll see if I can grab her. Ms. Torst, I think just left by.
Oh, okay. We don't want to make you the runner supervisor.
Oh, I don't mind. I get paid extra
leave,
for
leave
that.
Here.
I get paid extra.
This could be a close vote issue.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear the question, Mr.
Hurst?
Supervisor Dimitri, I want you to counsel.
Oh, thank you. And thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad. Everybody's listening to hear us. So my question was, we're on item number 3 here regarding the MATC, so it sounds like you're familiar, was, as you see, there's quite a major change being proposed in regards to the appointment committee, and the reason, I mean, we didn't ask for anything else from the county executive, but I think it was important to ask, since this legislation would give the county executive a great deal of authority as chairperson of that appointing committee, does he have an opinion, a stated opinion, written communication on this legislation?
Yes, he does. And I believe all of you were CC'd on the letter he sent to the leadership at the state. You know, we kind of believe that the legislation is fundamentally flawed. We believe that Milwaukee County pays the primary amount of taxes to support this organization, so we should have a voice in the majority of the decisions. He urges them to reconsider their decision and you know, have a more thoughtful process about who the membership of that MATC board should be. I'm happy to re-forward the letter.
Anybody get that letter? I don't remember.
I don't believe so.
We wouldn't have asked the question if we'd have got it.
Sure.
So
okay, I believe it was mailed on March 6th. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't see it.
All right.
Okay.
All of us missed it? I didn't get it.
Okay, did not receive it.
It'd be helpful to have
sure.
it.
Sure.
Okay. It'd be nice to be copied always on these things. Thank you. Any other comments? Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for coming in. Supervisor
so,
Brun.
Oh,
are you still have the floor,
I'm
Supervisor?
Sorry,
no, go ahead.
So he would, in saying what you're saying, could we go as far to say that he supports our resolution?
I'd have to take the specific resolution to him. I did just briefly glance at it, but I would be uncomfortable saying that without having a conversation with him before.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Supervisor DeBrone, yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The one piece I wanted to add is that be it resolved. I like the way they're written because it doesn't actually refer to the appointment committee and the change in having the county, Milwaukee County Executive as chairperson and then chairpersons of the other county boards to serve on it. And I think that's good because, frankly, if this legislation at the state level is actually adopted, then I think it's actually beneficial to Milwaukee County to have the appointing chair be the chairman of, or be the county executive of Milwaukee County. So, so I would really hope that, even though that's a change, that it's one that we not go on record in opposition to, and the way, because worse comes to worse and the stuff is adopted, then I think it's actually in our interest to have the Milwaukee County Executive as chairman of that committee. So I appreciate and note that the Be It Resolves talks more about the disproportionate share in the governance structure rather than getting into the specifics of asking them to change how that appointment committee would be.
Thank you for pointing that out. Any other comments or questions? We've had a good go around, I think, on it. All right, we do have a motion for Supervisor Broderick, one of the sponsors, to state opposition to Senate Bill 275 relating to membership of the Milwaukee Area Technical College METC District Board. The roll.
On approval, excuse me, Supervisor Prokowski.
No.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
No.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Motion approved, 4-2.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.